Maudie was in one of the midstream boats. She looked across to Luglug in the other. The shrewd chieftain was scanning both banks keenly.
"Those rascals ain't much good at hiding, miss. I can see them crouching in the rocks both sides of us."
The hermaid allowed her paws to stray near the bow and arrows lying close to her.
"Yes, I've spotted the blighters too. They're all painted up like a dell full of blooming daisies. Not the best idea if you don't want to be jolly well seen, is it? So, what you say, old lugger thing? We know they're there and they know we're here. Shall we open up the ball?"
She signalled Riggrill and Teagle, who were holding the coracle filled with shrew babes between both logboats.
"Right, off you go, chaps. Give them paddles a good whack and don't stop for anything. Good luck."
Then things developed swiftly. The coracle shot off with the babes squealing lustily as spray cascaded around them. Luglug roared to the four logboats skirting the banks.
"Log, log, log, log!"
They began launching showers of slingstones at the rats in the rocks. Grunt and Curdly sprang upright on his high perch, bawling furiously.
"Don't just sit there, you blockheads! Charge!"
His first officer, Stringle, leapt upright.
"Use her, the box, sir. Come on, charge! Charge!
A well-aimed slingstone cracked him on the jaw. He slumped backward as other brown rats came out of hiding. Without some beast to lead them, they came cautiously forward. Gruntant danced with rage, flinging grass, soil, shale, anything to paw, as he yelled,
"Don't stand around, wind my window! Charge, you fools! Charge!"
Now the boats closest to shore began to speed up, half the crews paddling as the other half continued slinging. Maudie stood erect, a shaft notched upon a bowstring.
"Right, give him blood and vinegar, chaps! You lay ya!"
She loosed her arrow, bringing down one of the vermin who was splashing through the shallows toward them. The Gowsim archers are ruthlessly efficient. They fired off salvos of arrows into the charging rats as they entered the Crook stream. Maudie saw Gowsim still hurling slingstones into the forward flank of vermin as she notched up another arrow, shouting,
"One more time, then let's get out of here! Shoot!"
Another rain of arrows cut the air. Then the Gowsim dropped their bows and started paddling energetically. Now the logboats that had been close to shore came to midstream, ahead of the two carrying Maudie and Luglug. All six craft carried on upstream, the paddlers working hard. The coracle had rounded another bend and could not be seen, but the logboats were hard in its wake. Gruntant Curdly was beside himself with rage. He hopped and danced on top of the big rock, ranting and raving.
"Get after them! Stop them, you blithering blisters! I want those boats, you sluggardly laggers, out! Get your useless bottoms out of the water and run along the back of your brainlet plunderers! There's 10 times easier running on land than it is in a stream! Are you deaf, daft or dithering? I said get out and run along the bankside!"